Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Looking at some of the questionable backup situations, there are some situations with some intrigue here. And then the bad backup situations, which are kind of a void spots. So we'll start with the questionable ones and work our way through it. Again, these aren't tiered in any particular order. We'll just talk about them and make some best decisions based on roster availability and that sort of thing. And this is more of a super deep, like two quarterback type situation, or super deep, super flex, something like that. And then it's becoming more of a watch list. For example, Trace McSorley backing up Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. That's a scenario that could be pretty interesting. He has some of that, you know, he's not Lamar Jackson, obviously, but has some of the running ability and dual threat nature. Got hurt last year. So we'll see there. That's going to be a situation. I think anyone backing up Lamar, and it's a good offensive scheme too for a quarterback. So they can put up fantasy points for sure. We've seen that with Greg Roman offenses in the past. So that's definitely one to watch. Brandon Allen, Cincinnati, another one that's interesting because Burrow conceivably could sort of push the return date. It could be close on whether or not he returns based on when his injury was. So that's one to watch for there. I'm not sure how high upside it is, but again, you have some pretty good weapons there. It's a pretty good triad there of Chase, Higgins, and Tyler Boyd to go alongside with Mixon and some others there. So that's a situation, I think, sneaky week one starter scenario. And there is some of that aspects of the McVay offense in that scheme. So that's one I think to potentially watch for and monitor. And maybe he's one that we don't necessarily carry through week to week. There's going to be higher priority ones. But right now it's a potential sneaky stash because the Burrow stuff could be could not necessarily be settled by the time week one rolls. Pittsburgh, you have Mason Rudolph, who his claim to fame for his career is probably going to be getting his head bashed in by Myles Garrett. He has not been, you know, I held out some hope. And this is a good reminder of when the NFL tells you something, you kind of believe them, especially on quarterback, and especially when they fall. Right? When they rise, it's a different story. But when they sort of fall in that, you know, mid round one to round two range, we were sort of hopeful, optimistic beforehand, and they sort of slip in that range. That's the concern, right? So 6.4 yards per attempt throughout his career. Again, that's not great. He's basically got 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. So on the firmly not convinced that he's going to be the guy, I think it's highly unlikely that he's going to be the guy going forward in terms of a transition to Ben Roethlisberger. I don't think they have the Ben Roethlisberger player on the depth chart, the Ben Roethlisberger successor on the depth chart. Notably, Dwayne Haskins also there. So that'd be one to potentially just keep an eye on if, you know, he gets his stuff together on and off the field. That's one I think that's a good bet for them to make, right? So we'll see if he's how developmental of an option that he ultimately is. I'm probably not holding him outside of this is Haskins. I'm probably not holding him outside of super, super deep leagues. Indianapolis, you've got Jacob Eason backing up Carson Wentz. That's a sneaky one in terms of, you know, Eason had some talent. I think there's some questionable spots with his profile. Sam Ellinger is also there. So Ellinger has lesser pedigree. He's not really a true pocket type. So we'll see. Watch for that backup situation. But Wentz has shown the ability to get himself in some physical, compromising physical situations. So the monitor, again, I don't know how big the upside is with Eason, but that's one where I could say, you know, listen, this is a situation where you could see potential starts here. Dallas Cowboys. I like the offense. Cooper Rush is the backup. That's if Garrett Gilbert, Ben DiNucci. I think Cooper Rush is probably a little bit lower upside option than Andy Dalton would have been, but the quality of the offense is pretty good. I don't think that Dak is at risk of missing any time, so that's a difference from the Burrow situation. The New York Giants, you've got Mike Glennon backing up Daniel Jones. I don't think that this is a situation where Daniel Jones is going to get pulled from Mike Glennon in a poor play scenario, but it wouldn't shock me if this transitions here to something else in the next 12 to 24 months. I don't think Glennon's necessarily you're going to pull Daniel Jones for Glennon, you know, at the first sight of any sort of poor play, but you know, watching here and sort of what they do with that backup situation, I think is one thing that is interesting. Turning next to the Washington football team, this one's interesting, and I don't think it's a threat to Ryan Fitzpatrick specifically, but Tyler Heinicke did play well down the stretch last year in that playoff game, and they're looking for developmental types. I'm constantly trying to think about with these guys who could potentially develop, and this is a situation where I'm not sure they have like a readily accessible starting quarterback like long term. So they're going to be in this sort of intermediate zone of Ryan Fitzpatrick types at present, and then is Heinicke kind of a long term guy? I don't know. I'm interested to watch this. I think he can play a bit. We saw him run a little bit as well. So that's one I think we can watch for as well. Minnesota, Kellen Mond. We'll sort of see if he claims the number two spot, how he can play. I'm excited for potentially some preseason to see how he can perform against NFL defenses in training camp. That would be a very interesting thing to be able to watch and see with him from a developmental aspect. So going to watch there for that. You know, we took him in a two quarterback league, kind of deep. Again, the pedigree isn't great. There's some of the people with that I trust on tape. So JT O'Sullivan, for example. I know Chris Sims, who can take kind of some flack for some of his takes, but both of them were really on him as being a potential guy. So that's an interesting one for me there. PJ Walker in Carolina, we'll see. I tend not to think that he's going to be anything because I think they've got bigger plans in mind, but we'll watch for it there. Tampa Bay, Kyle Trask on the developmental aspect. Really the reason why I have Trask and Mond in this range is they should be rostered, but there's questions about them. Is in terms of how they develop. So I haven't put them in the upper tier of, I think they're really good backups because they can play. But these guys are obviously ones you want to target, third, fourth round of later third or fourth round of super flex or two QB leagues. These are your guys. I haven't been in on them a ton. Davis Mills is another one. I haven't been in on them a ton just because I think they're going a little bit more expensive. I've seen some second round stuff, but third, fourth round is absolutely a target spot. And we got Mond outside of the top 30, maybe like 34, 35, something like that overall. So I think that those are gettable situations, and that's just collect a share, even if there's questions about the profile. All right, some backups that I don't think are great situations. You got James Morgan with the Jets. Zach Wilson's going to win this job. We don't have much doubt about that. Logan Whiteside with Tennessee is another one you don't know much about. So kind of on a tenuous, not going to really roster him. You've got Detroit with the backups there to Jared Goff. Again, there's some problems with the offense. It's not particularly high level in terms of some of the supporting cast. We've seen David Blau play not particularly well. And then we saw, Tim Boyle's been the backup in Green Bay. So he's now with Detroit. So that's one to watch for. The other one, John Wolford, maybe this is a little unkind I just don't think that he's going to be a super high-end backup. Maybe I should put him more in the questionable category. It's probably unfair to put him in the bad backup. He played okay down the stretch and can move a little bit too. So maybe he belongs more in the questionable backup than a true bad backup situation. So again, in the guys that I'm targeting in this range, we'll see. Yeah, McSorley's one that probably going to target. Brandon Allen, I think, roster him now and sort of see what the early offseason brings. Mid offseason, but early summer news brings. And then, from there, Cooper Rush is a guy that's, I think, is interesting just because the offense is pretty good. And then Mond, Heinicke, Trask, probably more that developmental aspect of, hey, crazier things have happened type range of the position. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. This is the final roundup of the quarterback position. I'll be going through running backs here coming up as well. So until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.